The local nonprofit REACH, or the Regional Economic Action Coalition, hosted a virtual discussion March 5th to announce the addition of three partners to their 2030 initiative. The goal of the 2030 initiative is to create 15,000 jobs on the Central Coast to support the economy after the decommissioning of the Diablo Canyon power plant in 2025. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more on the organizations collaborating to protect Diablo Canyon power plant lands.
The YTT Northern Chumash nonprofit, the Land Conservancy of San Luis Obispo County, and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo are all committed to conservation and repurposing the power plant's facilities throughout the decommissioning process. These three new partners signed a memo of understanding to focus on the use of a specific 600-acre area of the power plant site known as Parcel P. Diablo Canyon lands encompass about 12,000 total acres. Some of the speakers included Central Coast Congressman Salud Carbajal and San Luis Obispo County Supervisors Lynn Compton and Don Ortiz Legg. Congressman Salud Carbajal kicked off the discussion by emphasizing the need to support the local economy as the plant closes.
Supporting our community through the closure of Diablo has been a top priority of mine since my first day in office. Our challenge is to ensure a safe closure of the plant while investing in our local workforce by creating good-paying, future-oriented jobs.
Carbajal says he sees opportunity in the closure and is focused on securing federal resources to develop renewable energy like offshore wind on the Central Coast. Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong spoke about the university's goals to use the site for educational and research opportunities.
We're not only committed to developing world-class talent to drive the economy of the Central Coast and California, but also to spurring innovation and teaming with industry and community partners to foster growth and reach new milestones.
Armstrong says the university is working on plans to generate funding and investment opportunities for use of the site. President of the YTT Northern Chumash nonprofit, Scott Lathrop, says the organization is looking forward to the partnership.
YTT sees the MOU as a vehicle to shape the future of Parcel P by developing economic opportunities for both our tribe and the greater regional community.
The official decommissioning of the Diablo Canyon power plant will begin no later than August 26th, 2025. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.